Warren Nutter's remarks to us this afternoon carry his customary trademarks of tough-mindedness and balance. His tough-mindedness never serves up the overwhelming pessimism to which some other perceptive minds are led, and it rules out the bubbling optimism of those who are more optimistic than perceptive. Such a balanced tough-mindedness makes it hard going for the person who follows him. About all I can do is throw out some speculation along the lines of his observation that economic change in the Soviet Union is restrained by Marxist ideology and authoritarian rule. The basic economic problem in the Soviet Union is that the incentive system is structured such that managers can be successful even though their outputs are not very well related to the needs of the users. The success indicator that would relate the manager's behavior to the needs of the users is profits. But if the success of a manager is to be decided by the profitability of his production, he must produce to the order of his customer. But he cannot produce to the order of his customer unless he can require his suppliers to produce to his order. Thus, the introduction of profits as a criterion of managerial success requires a thoroughgoing market system. Such an economic change is obviously not in the interest of the planning bureaucracy. But the planning bureaucracy is not the Communist Party. And the party's self-interest may not be that of the planning bureaucracies. Whereas the market is a threat to the planning bureaucracy, it might be that the threat to the power of the party is precisely the state and planning bureaucracy that the party has built to gain administrative control over the economy. It might be that the market is an ally rather than a threat. By moving to a market economy, the party could dismantle the state and planning bureaucracies and remain as the sole concentration of power. By removing itself from direct responsibility for the economy, the party would remove itself from much criticism, as well as benefit from the results of increased economic rationality. At the same time, it would free much of its energies for other aims and give scope to energies of others that might otherwise find expression in political opposition. The question is, why has the party built up bureaucracies that might be rivals to it? And why does it perceive the market rather than rival bureaucracies as the threat? I believe it's because of an ideological factor, the doctrine of historical materialism. And do not misunderstand me. I'm not saying the party acts in the interest of ideology rather than in its self-interest, but that ideology influences how the party sees its interests and that it may lead them to perceive their interests wrongly. The doctrine of historical materialism, briefly, says that the political system, or what is called the political superstructure, the consciousness of men, the art, the literature, is all determined by the mode of economic organization, by the method of economic organization. If you have a bourgeois economy, you have a bourgeois consciousness and a bourgeois political state. This doctrine, I believe, adds to the dilemma to which the party finds itself. Its efforts to establish a socialist economy, a non-market economy, produce economic inefficiencies that threaten its power. At the same time, the cure for the economic difficulties is itself perceived as a threat to its power. When Lenin found himself in the same dilemma, he found a way out in the doctrine of the commanding heights. He said that socialist rule could be maintained over an intermediate period of time, even though there was a bourgeois mode of production, as long as the party retained control of the commanding heights. Both the intermediate time period and the commanding heights were very vaguely defined. This is the way Lenin reconciled Bolshevik rule with what is known as the new economic policy. Could be that today commanding heights might be international political dominance. It might be that the party sees this as a prerequisite for domestic economic reforms. They may be very uneasy with the idea of reforms toward markets when they are bordered by what they see as economically powerful capitalist states. They may feel that this is not having the control over the commanding heights. It might be then, that they are pushed by economic troubles to achieve an international political dominance, and that with economic reform would come increasing anxiety about the permanence of socialist rule. If so, this would be a cure of the patient that would not kill the doctor with third parties.